Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, then. It's time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Is the biggest football topic of the day. According to One Donnie Football, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Malzi is off today. Donnie is in Naples, Florida, and he's been drinking pina coladas since about 10 a.m. So it really would have been funny, but also dangerous with the FCC and everything else governing us. Even though we won a Marconi, we also, that goes to show you, we have a very high standard for what we put on the air. So putting Donnie on drunk was something that we didn't want to do. Maybe we will tomorrow, but not today. And so Charlie is filling in here, and Charlie has either consulted a drunk Donnie and gotten his biggest football topic of the day, or Charlie has found his own, and it may or may not be the fact that his beloved Buccaneers have a quarterback who's missed practice for the last 2 days because of his teeth. Did you see that?
I did. He's the backup quarterback, too. The Buccaneers are so hurt, it's not even funny.
Teddy Bridgewater isn't practicing because of teeth issues.
Bucky Irving is out. Evans is done.
Do you think he had, like, an infected tooth and it required oral surgery and
multiple root canals? Multiple root canals at the same time. Or bridge work, something.
That's a first. I'm still waiting for penis to show up on an injury report.
They would just label that as groin.
Groin?
No? So it's possible somebody has already had it.
Why didn't they label Bridgewater mouth? They got specific. Teeth. It could have been tongue.
Fair.
They went teeth. Anyways, is that what you were going to bring up?
No, it was something else. I also did not consult a drunk Donnie. Normally when somebody's on vacation, I try to not bother them as much. So I texted him yesterday about who will be on the show today, and that's the last time I talked to him. So this is all me.
Cool. Yep. Let's do it, brother.
All right, the debrief, October 23rd, 2025. I don't know if you're aware of what's happening with the New York Jets and Justin Fields being benched and Tyrod Taylor possibly being named as the new starting quarterback.
All right.
And then Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, who is a massive super genius and has led his franchise to success, hint the sarcasm, pretty much blamed everything on Justin Fields.
I did see that.
Quote, "It's hard when you have a quarterback with the rating that we've got if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results. Mm-hmm. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good. And when asked about the comments of the team owner who willingly gave Justin Fields $40 million,
30 of it guaranteed.
30 of it guaranteed. Justin Fields said he wasn't aware of what his owner said.
Fields said that or Aaron Glenn said that?
No, Justin Fields. He was unaware of what Woody Johnson said. So my question is, with all of this, actually, two-parter. Number one, is Justin Fields all to blame? And number two, has there ever been a head coaching career start as worse as Aaron Glenn's?
Yes, Urban Meyer with the Jaguars. He didn't make it through his one and only season with them. It was so bad. And he had an incident where he didn't fly back with the team from a loss to Cincinnati, and he was out, like, touching
That picture.
College girls' butts and stuff like that. So I would say that's worse. It's not all Justin Fields' fault. It's a lot of his fault because he's the quarterback, and they gave him decent money. I mean, still not big money. That's what makes Aaron Rodgers at $13 million, as it turned out. And many people said this, and I didn't agree with it at the time. But really a bargain. I was of the opinion, like, you get what you pay for. He's $41 million. There's a reason why nobody else really wanted him. But $13 million for him to play the way that he has is an all-time steal. Just like it looked last year, like Russell Wilson making league minimum was an all-time steal until the bottom fell out from that. But, yeah, of course, Justin Fields has to take a lot of culpability here. Justin Fields is just not a good NFL starting quarterback. I thought he might be. I thought it might have been the Bears' problem. It was the Bears and not him. It was him. He doesn't see the field well. He doesn't process fast enough. He doesn't read defenses well enough. He's a great athlete with a strong arm. I think he needs to go to a team that will let him be the backup to a quarterback who's a dual threat guy, like make him Philadelphia's backup or Baltimore's backup or maybe even Herbert's backup in Greg Roman's offense. Something like that, I think, is the only way he rehabs his career the way that Baker Mayfield has and Sam Darnold and Geno Smith and guys like that. Because it's not going to work with the Jets. New York has not been to the playoffs since they lost to the Steelers in the AFC Championship game in 2010. I think they have actually leapfrogged the Browns in the last 15 years as the biggest joke franchise in the NFL. It's still close. You've had the Browns with 0-16 and 1-15 seasons during that span. But the Browns have won a playoff game, and they've been back to another game that they lost. And they had Joe Flacco and won, and the Jets had Joe Flacco and they lost. So I would say that the Jets are a pretty hapless team. And if I were a young quarterback that was going into the draft, I would not want to go to the Jets. I don't think they have the infrastructure there to support a quarterback with Aaron Glenn. I'm not even sure Aaron Glenn's a good coach. Aaron Glenn worked for Dan Campbell, and their defense was horrible last year and produced one of the worst defensive efforts we've ever seen in a playoff game when they lost to Washington. They pretty much gave up a score on every drive. So I guess that's one of those things where whenever you're feeling blue as a Steelers fan, you could always be the Jets or the Browns or somebody like that. But I also don't like comparing us to teams like that. That would be like, you know, a Yankee fan doesn't get out of bed and say, oh, well, we could be the Pirates. No, when you're the Steelers, you hold yourself to a higher standard. And being better than just the Jets and the Browns and teams like that isn't good enough.
To your point about Urban Meyer having a worse start.
Yep.
He won a game in his first seven. He went 2-6. So he has more wins, and it was that disastrous, than Aaron Glenn does. When do you think the Jets win their next game? They are playing the Bengals, Browns, Patriots, Ravens in their next four.
You want a crazy take? I think they win on Sunday.
At the Bengals?
I think the Bengals are
New York Jet legend Joe Flacco?
I think the Bengals are probably overinflating themselves after beating the Steelers and thinking that they're a decent team again and a legit team. And I could see it coming back down to earth immediately against the Jets, overlooking them and losing. That would be a very Bengals thing to do. All right, Charlie, great stuff. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers, or not Aaron Rodgers. Arthur Smith called Aaron Rodgers something today that I've not heard Aaron Rodgers called before. You'll hear that. And what one of the NFL's biggest insiders said about Aaron Rodgers' situation with the Steelers that I think is super interesting given this matchup Sunday between the Steelers and Packers, Aaron Rodgers versus the team he won four MVPs with and the team he won the Super Bowl with against the Steelers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Weather for the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl rematch 15 years later will be in the 50s at Acrisure. That is Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You guys know I love watching back old Super Bowls and enjoying football's history and replaying old games and stuff. That's not one of my favorites. Super Bowl 45, Packers 31, Steelers 25. I was here for that game. Our radio station had launched in February of 2010, and that took place in February 2011, so we had been on the air for a year. It's the only Super Bowl the Steelers have played in since we've been on the air. We missed Super Bowl 43, obviously. We've had AFC Championship games, too, like when the Steelers got mutilated by the Patriots in 2016, but that was the high water mark for the Steelers since we've been on the air, since I've been here. And thinking back on that game 15 years later, I mean, really no better time to take a few minutes on it than right now, with the Steelers playing the Packers 3 days from now, Aaron Rodgers playing for the team he beat in the Super Bowl, won the MVP against in the Super Bowl, was phenomenal against in the Super Bowl. It's interesting. Pittsburgh is one of the places where, you know, we don't think of Aaron Rodgers as a playoff loser or a playoff disappointment. And I think he is for his career because he's got a losing record in the playoffs and his play goes down in the playoffs. They've had some horrible home losses at Lambeau, some blowout playoff losses with Aaron Rodgers. But for us, he's the guy that threw three touchdown passes and was pretty much spot on and almost immaculate. I mean, he was almost perfect. He was sublime in that playoff, in that Super Bowl win over the Steelers, which gave Aaron Rodgers his seminal moment in his football career. Think about this. Without that win, if the Steelers win that Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers right now is, I think, probably right there, if not above Dan Marino, when it comes to greatest NFL players, definitely greatest quarterbacks of all time, without a championship. To have four MVPs and no Super Bowls, I mean, that's how he would be remembered, as a guy that could never get it done and over the hump. He did it early enough in his career where you could never accuse him like we do with Lamar Jackson, or at least like I do with Lamar Jackson, not being a big game player, because when he became the starter in 2008, so his third year into being an NFL starting quarterback, he won a Super Bowl. So he probably never really felt like he had a gorilla on his back, but he's had a ton of playoff crushing defeats since that since that win over the Steelers. And conversely, if the Steelers had won that game, Ben Roethlisberger would be an even more rarefied air. He'd have three. That would put him in the club with Aikman, with Montana, with Brady, with Bradshaw, with Mahomes. I mean, he would be on that now a little bit more than a handful list of winningest quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era. And he would differentiate himself and separate himself from guys like Bob Greasy and Jim Plunkett and Eli Manning and some of these other guys that have two Super Bowl wins under their belt. And that would, you know, Ben's going to get into the Hall of Fame automatically, but if he's a three-time Super Bowl champion, he probably is undisputedly a top 10 quarterback of all time, instead of someone that's probably more on the outside looking in to that list. The game happened 15 years ago, Steelers-Packers. They're going to play again in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers switching teams Sunday night. I do feel like, and I wonder if Steelers fans agree with me on this, and I'm at Studio B, and I don't have Mulsey here to talk to, and Charlie grew up in New Jersey and is a Buccaneers fan, so he's really not the best person to bounce this off of. You would be at 412-928-9370. I don't feel like that's one of the more deflating losses in Pittsburgh sports history. It doesn't get talked about like the Pirates in 92. It doesn't even get talked about like the Steelers losing Super Bowl 30 to the Cowboys. I think that's a worse loss, because the Steelers had gone so long from 79 to 95 without winning a Super Bowl. And for a whole generation of fans, that was their first chance to see the Steelers win a Super Bowl. And Neil O'Donnell basically, you know, barfed on himself and ruined that for you. And so I think a lot of, especially people in their late 40s, early 50s, mid-50s, early 60s, so like that whole, I would say, generation of fans, I would say probably get a lot angrier and sadder thinking about Super Bowl 30 than they do Super Bowl 45. Super Bowl 45 is so close, not far removed from two more Lombardis. You know, when you lose a Super Bowl after winning one 2 years prior and 5 years earlier, I think it's difficult to really be brokenhearted over it. Now, as time goes by, and I realize looking back on it now, that that was their last best chance to win another Super Bowl, yeah, it hurts a little bit more. But in the moment, I remember thinking after that game was over, and being on the air the next day and talking about it, like, yeah, this sucks. You don't want to win a Super Bowl, but there's no reason to think that they can't compete for more of these. I didn't think back in 2010 that Mike Tomlin was a bad football coach. I didn't think he was stale. I didn't think he was in over his head. I didn't think he was overrated. I didn't think any of those things. I thought he was a guy in his 30s who, through the first 4 years of his career, had done a lot of great things, including being the youngest head coach ever to win a Super Bowl, and then to do it and get him back there 2 years later after their quarterback had been suspended for the first four games of the year. That was a damn good coaching job by Mike. I'm not ashamed to say that. My feelings on him have evolved. He's been here for so long, it should. I mean, someone plays for 20 years or someone coaches for 20 years, you don't feel, it's not a static opinion on the guy. You don't figure out what your opinion is of the person first impression and then keep it the entire time in all cases. And so obviously back then I felt much more strongly about Mike being a great coach than I do today. It's interesting. It's really not a loss, and it was in the Super Bowl. It's not really a loss we spend a lot of time lamenting and talking about here. It's not like, and I know this team had won back-to-back, but it felt like one of the greatest hockey teams of all time had been dealt a costly blow. It's not like Penguins Islanders in 93. It's not like even, I don't know, I feel like Pirates fans probably get more, I feel like Steelers fans, go back to the Steelers, I feel like Steelers fans take the 94 AFC Championship game loss to the Chargers worse than they do the 2010 Super Bowl loss. I think the Jacksonville playoff loss in 17 stings and hurts more than that. Yes, Charlie?
Does what happened to the Pirates since 2016 in the wild card game against the Cubs, does that make it worse? Or 15? Does that make it worse?
What do you mean?
Like what has happened since then? Does it make it that much worse?
More painful?
Yes.
Not the game itself. I don't know. Not really. Like I don't. The what if game people play on that game is, what if it were a series and not a one off? What if it was a best of three, like the wild card series became, and not just a one game elimination? That to me is like the lament the people that I have from that game. I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for others. It's not like I go back and think like, man, that night is an ultimate air out of the balloon night for the franchise. It doesn't quite feel that way for me because they got beat. Well, I won't say fair and square because I have some questions about Jake Arrieta, but you know, the loss to St. Louis in 13 in game five is the one that I look back on more because you were up 2-1 in the series and you were right there. And yeah, I mean, that's the closest they've been since 92. But again, that season ended on such a high note. I mean, it was not like a depressing thing after they lost. It was, oh my God, what an amazing season for the Pirates. Let's congratulate them and praise them for what they did and let's not bitch about how the season ended. 412-928-9370. Here is Chad in the car. Hello, Chad.
Hey, what's Chad. Up?
Hey, Chad.
I would like to...
Chad, can you take me off speakerphone? Can you take me off speakerphone?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Go ahead. Yep.
So I would like to throw another game out there that I would say is comparable at the least. The home loss to the Baker Mayfield-led Browns.
Yes, I agree. Worse.
So
I'm with you.
My thought process with that is
you got Ben and Pouncey Steelers crying on the bench afterwards, and it's the Browns who you've been a big brother and you've lorded over them forever. I agree.
Real push for a potential Super Bowl, even though they kind of fell apart that season. But yeah, that's I would throw that one up there with the
Thanks,
Green Bay.
Chad. Like, yeah, I don't. It's a Super Bowl loss. And those are ones, like the deeper you get and the closer you are to a championship, when you have that ripped away from you, it's supposed to hurt the most. But that game really doesn't. Mendenhall gets crushed for the fumble, and he's going to be an all-time scapegoat in this town. Like, he's on Pittsburgh's Bill Buckner list for that. All-time gaffe in a big game. You know, the Merkel's boner of NFL plays, like these all-time screw-ups in big moments, but it's not akin to Neil O'Donnell. And, like, I just don't feel like having been here for that and living through that and now thinking about it 15 years later because these two teams are playing Sunday and the quarterback who was the MVP of that game is now suiting up for the Steelers, it's just not a game that sticks in my craw. The better team probably won. A lot of guys on those Steelers teams had already won two Super Bowls. Those teams accomplished everything that they set out to do. Like, it's not like one that I look back on with a lot of sadness. Here's Jeff in Cranberry. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, Pony, I was going to agree with you that I think the opponent to the Packers, it's kind of a sister NFC team of the Steelers, you know, similar philosophy. So I agree with you. Coming off of two Super Bowl wins, that dip one didn't sting. But I wanted to give you a quick perspective of somebody my age.
Sure.
That 95 Super Bowl. Now, for anybody in their late 40s, early 50s, I'm 50. You were too young to remember the 70s Steelers. You heard your grandparents and your dads and your.
Yeah, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. I felt like you were on the verge of making a good point, and then your phone cut out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fox Sports 1 is talking about my nipples right now. They just put up a nice fancy graphic of my tweet. Beside a picture of Aaron Rodgers pumping his fist. So... And now they're showing a new tweet of mine that lets everybody know that I'm actually following through with it and doing it. And I didn't just put that out there and then run away and hide and pretend like I never said it. And this is all happening at 416. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance Agency. 724-443-5610. I believe my next guest here, Malzi's off today. Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, tweeted last Thursday night, when Evan McPherson lined up for the kick that produced the final score, 33-31, that this kick was for nipples. And you were right about that, Steve. Although I did, not a lot, but I had a little bit of hope when the greatest Hail Mary tosser of all time, Aaron Rodgers, got a look at it on the last play of the game. Oh, we lost Steve? Is he muting himself? Charlie, is he on the video and I can't hear him? Can you not hear me? Did I drop? He's gone? Okay. Is he on video or is he on phone? Phone. Okay. We lost him. All that talk about me piercing my nipples probably just freaked him out, and maybe he wants to disown the show and disassociate himself with me, which I guess would be maybe not a bad thing to do. In the meantime, Malzi is not here today, but he will be back, and he'll be at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's, an official partner of the NFL. I was going to ask Steve, once we got the tomfoolery out of the way, I was going to ask him about the quarterbacks in this game, because I would have told you before the season started that the Packers would have a distinct quarterback advantage in this game. Their decision to go with Jordan Love 3 years ago, looking pretty smart, because Jordan Love has taken the Packers to the playoffs in both years. He's been the starter there. His first year, he won a blowout road playoff game at Dallas, beat Aaron Rodgers' old coach Mike McCarthy, pretty much sealed his fate as Cowboys head coach. And then last year, they made the playoffs as well, but they weren't able to do anything with it. So he's 2-for-2 so far. And Love has one more playoff win than Mike Tomlin does since 2016. I would have told you Love at 27 going into the prime of his career would be a better quarterback this season than Aaron Rodgers. The numbers tell a slightly different story, though. Rodgers, 14 touchdowns, 5 picks, 105 passer rating. Jordan Love, maybe Jordan Love actually is better. Okay. I went into this segment ready to proclaim that Aaron Rodgers has been the better of the two quarterbacks. Numbers not so much in my favor. 10 touchdowns for Love, so fewer than Rodgers, but way fewer picks, only two. Three fewer picks. He's got more yards per game, 239.7. Rodgers, 211.7. Passer rating for Love, 108.1. Love's got a better rating. I think the analytics people like the season Love's had more than Rodgers so far, too. We'll see if Steve Palazzolo, who I think is back with us, agrees with that. Steve, can you hear me?
Yep, got you now.
Did you think that there was a chance Aaron Rodgers was going to save my nipples on that last Hail Mary throw?
Maybe not on the Hail Mary. That was the most impressive throw of the day, just getting it to the end zone. That was very impressive. I can't imagine. Sam and I were having a watch along with our viewers, and we were thinking about you throughout the broadcast. Every time the Bengals did something, I was like, "Oh man, I wonder what's happened with Pony and the emotional roller coaster you had going on there."
Do you think that people in Cincinnati know about this? You live there. Do you think it was water cooler talk?
Oh yeah, I saw some Cincinnati people, because I helped spread the word, did my part to spread the word with your bravado going into the game. So I think a lot of Cincinnati people picked it up.
Okay. Well, it's actually going to happen 6 days from now. I'm going to get my nipples pierced.
Yeah.
So the next time we talk, I'm going to have pierced nipples.
Yeah. Hear all about it. I'm excited. I'm excited for you, for the listeners, for everybody.
There's some pretty eccentric guys in Major League and Minor League Baseball. Did you encounter dudes in the locker room in the clubhouse that had pierced nipples as a former minor leaguer?
I think they're probably. I don't remember anybody offhand, to be honest. Okay. You know,
but you
of
think it might have been a thing?
Tattoos and stuff. Yeah,
tattoos
I wouldn't
bigger.
Say it was a thing because. Yeah, tattoos bigger. I don't remember offhand anybody.
All right.
I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
Thank you. I was going
to... Someone to talk to. Yeah, someone to look up to.
The first real question I was going to ask you about Sunday's game is this simple one. Who do you think's been the better quarterback so far this year, Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers?
I think Love overall. You know, I think Rodgers has played really well these last 3 weeks, though. I mean, I think if you're, you know, I always like to look at things throw for throw. If you go back to the beginning of the season, I don't think Rodgers was playing that great, even when they were winning some games. And I thought any time he was under any kind of pressure, it was trouble, and they weren't really throwing the ball down the field all that much. I thought the last three games, really good game plans, getting rid of the ball, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, quick decision making. And I thought last Thursday night, Rodgers, That touchdown to Freiermuth, where I'm sure you were going nuts, perhaps saving your embarrassment.
Yep.
You know, the movement that he had, just avoiding the rush, and he hadn't really shown much of that the last 2 weeks. So I think Rodgers is trending in the right direction, but if you're going this season, I think it's been Love. He's done a nice job when he's been asked to throw the ball down the field, has been pinpoint down the field when needed. It's kind of been a run-heavy Packers offense where he hasn't had to throw the ball a ton in most games. But when they've needed to open it up, he's done pretty well. So I think Love's playing some pretty good football as well.
Steve, if Pat Freiermuth, speaking of that play, if he went to the numbers people who worked for the Steelers and said, hey, win probability standpoint, should I have gone down there at like the 5 yard line instead of scoring a touchdown? What do you think the math wizards who work for the Steelers would have told him?
I'd have to remember, what was the time left on that one?
The Bengals got the ball back with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left.
I think you got to score the touchdown there. So when the Bengals did it, and I know the guy from the Bengals who got credit from Zach Taylor for going, you know, telling them, say, go down at the five if you have a clear shot at the end zone.
Yep.
It was their analytics department that suggested that. The only thing that made that work was the fact that the Steelers only had two timeouts instead of three. Mm-hmm. And as you're watching the clock run down, if the Steelers had three timeouts and they went down at the five, the Bengals would have kicked the ball off with about 50 seconds left.
Yeah.
And then just needed a field goal. And so I think the Steelers, at that point, you're too far out with the two-minute warning and everything that you need to score the touchdown. And it hadn't actually even crossed my mind, but I'm assuming it would have been a touchdown would be the call.
Okay, because Roethlisberger went on his podcast and said that Freiermuth should have gone down. And I thought that was pretty ridiculous, but then again, Ben is going to go in the Hall of Fame, and I have to get my nipples pierced, so he kind of has a leg up on me.
There's
with
no
that.
Better explanation than that. So with 220, there's 231 left. If Cincinnati had, no, there's no way, because that makes it 31-30. No, that's a big bet. I don't care if he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's wrong. How's that?
Here's an interesting one from one of your favorites, Mike Florio, that he brought up yesterday that I had never even thought of, Steve. Steelers get the ball back. The Bengals, I think, stupidly kick the ball through the end zone instead of forcing the Steelers to field the kickoff. So the Steelers get the ball at their own 35-yard line with 7 seconds left. Is the right call there? A 5 yard pass to make the Hail Mary easier that only takes 4 seconds off the clock? Or do you try to get a deeper out and give Boswell a chance to kick like a 65 yard field goal?
I thought they were going to go deep out to about the 50. But if you look back, it took what, 4 seconds off the clock for the 5 yard out? I don't know how, but that took 4 seconds off the clock. If you try to get a 15-yarder to get a 67-yard field goal, maybe?
Yep.
That might run out of time.
Yeah, that thought never crossed my mind. And he brought it up, and I'm like, this is the first time I've considered it. But I did not think in real time that was possible.
When you're at the 35, you need at least 20 yards probably to just get a 65 or lower field goal, shorter field goal. And I don't think there's enough time to risk that. I thought they'd go a little bit deeper than the 5 yards, but that taking 4 seconds off the clock, yeah, I don't think that would have worked out.
Steve, one more game situation from last Thursday, seeing that I'm still stuck on this game, and we know why. Terrell Austin, the Steelers defensive coordinator, came out today and said that they were still, when the Bengals got the ball back down a point with 2 minutes and change left, they were still in a defensive look that took the run seriously because they thought the Bengals might still run the ball, needing 40 yards, presumably, to kick a field goal with 2 minutes left. And that's why, for example, their best pass rusher so far this season, Nick Herbig, wasn't on the field. I find that to be ridiculous. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I still think defensive coordinators talk about stopping the run too much. I mean, I think, did Cam Hayward come out and say, hey, we didn't stop the run well?
Everybody has.
After the game?
Every single human being associated with the Steelers defense has said that, Steve.
Okay, so that's ingrained into them. So think about that for a second. The Bengals, did they stop the run well? No, absolutely not. Chase Brown had 108 on 11 carries. Samaje Perine had 31 on 7 carries. That's 18 carries, though, that we're talking about. And then the Joe Flacco keeper, 19 carries versus 47 pass attempts, really 50 dropbacks.
Yep.
From Joe Flacco. I would rather be better on the 50 plays than the 18, 19. And so they didn't stop the pass game. That was why they lost. Yes, Chase Brown ran three times as well as he did any other game this year. That's bad. But it was the pass game and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That was the issue. That's why Pittsburgh lost, not the run game.
The Steelers are an underdog Sunday night. Is it fair to say that the Packers, if we're ranking units in this game, Packers offense and Packers defense would be ahead of both Steelers units?
I don't know. I mean, I still think the Steelers have a good defense, or potentially.
Wow.
I've been disappointed.
That's interesting.
I still think they have the potential, right? Green Bay is not a great man-for-man, like man-to-man roster, but Micah Parsons is a force multiplier for that defense. He has been so good. So, I think it's closer than people would think on defense, but the Steelers have really let me down. And the Packers, I think, have played pretty well defensively. But yeah, the Packers are probably a better team overall. So it's a spite. You're leaning into spite. It's a big spite game. You get the best spite from Aaron Rodgers. I think there's a chance for the upset here.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, who got the word out that I was getting my nipples pierced after that loss. Thank you for that, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Hey, anything I could do to help. Good luck in 6 days.
Appreciate it. Steve Palazzolo. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. 60 seconds away from Donnie's biggest football topic of the day in the Donnie Football Debrief, but first a headline.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.